Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. You're listening to Mind, Body and Chow. Ronald will be joining us, inshallah, in a few minutes' time. And after that, at about 1:45, inshallah, we'll be joined by Dr. Zaida Kotu from Tahira Center for Integrated Health and Education. We'll be talking about the 32 points on your head, the bars as they call them, and how you can use this in terms of getting you back into a positive frame of mind, and it helps also in other health-related issues. Remember, today with Ronald, we'll be discussing all things knee-related. So, we're calling it Wednesday. You can send your questions through already. If you've got any pain in your knee or any situation regards to knees, you can do so by SMSing 48855. You can WhatsApp 072-786-1548. Also, international listeners, you can send through as well. So it's 27. So it's +27 72 786 1548. Also, if you want to tweet, tweet at EJAZ _ that is that line on the floor and the letter K. So send through your interactive questions right now, and when we get Ronald on, we can head straight into that discussion. Now, as we wait for Ronald to join us on the line, I found a very humorous story, and I thought I'd share it with you. It's very, we'll get to it now, right? Basically, in Holland, after blood and sperm banks, Dutch researchers have now opened the country's first poop bank in a rare and cutting-edge branch of medicine to treat people with chronic gut infections. Our poop bank will help give doctors and hospitals access to transplants of fecal matter, said Ed Kuiper. He is the professor of microbiology at Leiden University. The Netherlands Donor Feces Bank will collect, and distribute the stools necessary to help with such transplants. Often this is the only solution for people suffering from chronic intestinal infections, and in particular Clostridium difficile, which is CD, a bacteria which can develop in patients, particularly after lengthy and heavy courses of antibiotics, Kuiper said. Certain antibiotics destroy intestinal flora, which allows bacteria to develop and spread, he explained. So he's talking about there are about 3,000 people diagnosed with this Clostridium difficile in the Netherlands annually, and about 5% of cases become chronic. About 3 to 4 transplants of fecal material are carried out in the country every month, and the doctor saying donors must be in good health, neither too overweight nor too skinny, and must have good intestinal flora, said Kuiper. So, this is very interesting. It's a bit of a crappy story as we wait for Ronald to come on. But, yeah, in Holland, you've heard of blood banks, sperm banks. Now they have a poop bank. So, yeah, stranger things have happened. Not too sure. Ronald joins us in a few seconds' time. It will be time for the Verbal Fitness Sessions, discussing all things knee-related.
And when life gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. You are the only one I'll follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close, I'll never stray back.
Interact now. SMS 48855. WhatsApp 072-786-1548. Or tweet EJAZ at EJAZ _ K.
Can you hear me calling?
Here we go.
I'm so tired.
Don't be. It's time for Verbal Fitness Sessions on Mind, Body and Chow.
Yes, indeed. It's time now for the Verbal Fitness Sessions. And joining us on the line is Ronald Evergy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, brother Jazza? You well?
Alhamdulillah. I'm doing well. And your side?
Well, thank you. And I've just now spoken to an expert dietitian who is in support of our topic today.
Oh, brilliant stuff. And yeah, people have been sending questions through. And so I don't know if we have enough time to do the workout and the question. What do you say? Do you want to do a quick workout?
You know what? Let's do a very quick workout.
Okay.
So people can realize what they can do in a short space of time.
All right, brilliant. Let's go.
All right. So start off very simply with something known as the sumo squats. Now, the sumo squats, you're going to keep your feet wider than shoulder width apart.
Okay.
All right. Point your toes out at 45 degrees. And imagine you're sitting on a chair.
Hmm.
All right. And you're going to hold it in that position.
Golden chair. Yeah.
Yeah, and keep your back upright, hands in front of you, and hold it there. While you're holding it there, all I want you to do is punch it out. So get into a comfortable position and just punch in front of you for the next 30 seconds non-stop. What this workout does is it gets your cardio and your heart rate pumping. It also then works your muscles in a very unique way because you'll find that your legs begin to shake
yeah.
and burn. You're working deep muscle tissue to help you shape and tone the muscle and, of course, burn some fat in that area. That's the first workout, the first exercise.
Okay.
The second exercise, very simply, all right? All I want you to do is put the right foot forward and the left foot back.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like you're doing a lunge. But this time, the foot that's behind you, I want you to take it slightly across your body.
Okay.
So that you're basically forming like you're doing a curtsy if you're doing ballet. It's the same motion. And I want you just to go up and down slightly and pulsate up and down as low as you can. This is called the curtsy squat. What it does, especially for the ladies out there, it helps work the side of the legs, especially in the upper buttock area. So for those that have saddlebags, to do this exercise 30 times on each leg. And if you have any knee pains or knee issues, don't go down too low. Find a comfortable space to go out, to go as low as you can, and then up again. Down and up at a nice, easy pace. All right?
Okay.
And then the last exercise is very simple again because we're focusing on the legs. It's a simple, simple, simple calf raise pulse. So what you're going to do is you're going to keep your feet shoulder width apart, but this time you're going to point your toes inward.
Okay.
Point your toes inward. I didn't want you to lift up and down on your heels nonstop as high as you can. And as your heels touch the ground, you push it up again. And you do that for 60 seconds. So you feel a phenomenal burn in your calves.
Burning already.
And that's how simple today's workout is. Big muscle group, high intensity, burning fat and toning muscle.
Brilliant stuff. Now, Ronald, today we've asked people to send in questions regarding to knees. I'm calling it Wet Knees Day. So, let's see, right? The first one says, my knee feels like it's going to collapse. How do I strengthen it?
You know, what you need to understand about the knee is that it's such an intricate joint. For example, all right, when you're looking at the knee perspective, it's essentially, literally, joined by two bones that come together with tendons and ligaments around it. So it's the thigh bone, it's the shin bone, etc. And there's a lot of tendons, ligaments, and the muscles in the quadricep or the thigh and the hamstring and the calf. If you find that your knee collapses all the time, what you need to do is really identify what has caused it, how long has it happened for. Is there strength or weakness on the left or the right side of the knee? Because then it could link into a tendon or ligament concern or issue, which of course we then have to evaluate and of course strengthen. But in a nutshell, my advice to that listener is simply identify for me how long you've had this knee that just collapses, and is the collapse happening on the left or right leg, and then also on the outside or the inside of the knee, do you feel any discomfort at first? Once we know that, we'll be able to guide them accordingly and give them the right exercises to do to strengthen the different muscle groups or go and see a physiotherapist or a knee doctor because it could be a more serious concern ahead.
Okay. Next one says, it's a brother that says, when I go into sitting position in Salah, I can't sit flush down. What is the problem?
All right. When you look at that position, that's a very tight bend on the knee that we didn't look at. Now, with that in mind, you must understand, like I said to you earlier, the knee is made up of bones, of muscles and tendons and, of course, ligaments.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, there could be discomfort in the knee itself. So you also get these pockets that protect the knee called bursas. They help on impact with regards to walking, running, any knee impact. So when you're bending the knee, the brother's ligaments and tendons could be tight. And because of that, you find that the knee will not go down flush when you're sitting in your salah. So what you need to do for that is, there's not much you can do, especially when you're in your salah, because you've got to read your salah every day, and you will read your salah every day. what you can do is you prop yourself up on the balls of your foot, both feet, because that then decreases the pressure on the knee, allowing you to sit in a more comfortable position if you can't go flush down. Then from there, what the brother needs to do is, of course, have a look at then again, is it one knee or both knees? You only have two knees. And based on that, we'll be able to say, right, what you need to do is loosen up the quadricep muscle, especially the thigh. And if you recall, Brother Ijaz, yesterday we did a stretch whereby we pulled the heel back on our buttock.
Yep.
And, of course, we stretched the quadricep. That stretch the brother will do on his side. And lay on the one side, pull your right heel to your buttock, push your hip forward. And laying on the floor allows him to get a bigger range of motion, stretching the entire head of the quadricep, especially at the knee area, to try and loosen up if that is causing some stiffness and preventing him from doing that if it's not a tendon or a ligament issue.
Okay, next one. The brother says, Salams, my knee cracks when I go into sajda all the time. Should I be worried?
No, not at all. You know, what happens with that is many people have find, even some people's jaws, you find that when they chew, their jaw also cracks and you know, it flicks.
Yeah.
So what happens with that is this, is that you find that it's not a concern in the short term, but it could be a problem in the long run. You basically find that the tendon of the ligament is either crossing over each other or it's hitting across on the bone. When that happens, it could lead to wear and tear on the tendons and ligaments. So my advice to the brother is this, is that was there an injury before? Because more often than not, I notice a lot of brothers are asking us questions with regards to the knees. So my advice is to go back into the history and see, did they injure the knee at some point? Was there a slight sprain or a slight injury on that area? Because when you stress the knee from a particular direction, the ligament trying to hold it in place forces that stretch or that tear. So he could have strained the ligament, didn't let it heal properly, and that is then causing that friction on that area. And we just don't want that ligament to wear and tear and fray and eventually literally cause more damage than good.
Brilliant. Next one, Ronald, this is Islam's remedy for arthritis on knees.
Oh, this is, I love this question. I love it. Because when you look at the remedy for arthritis on the knees, all right, with any knee injury that you have, the first thing you look at is RICE. The acronym RICE, rest, ice, compression, elevation. However, strengthening exercises become very important, especially with arthritis. Now, I've recently been reading quite a few articles and talking about this because with arthritis, strong muscles stabilize joints. So although it might seem contraindication that Ronald, why are you saying I must exercise if there's wear and tear on my bones and my joints and my knees? The reason is this, is because the muscles will help strengthen and stabilize that joint. So with the knee having strong and flexible quadriceps and hamstring muscles, it can prevent serious arthritis pain over a period of time. And also, proper footwear is critically important. So for that listener who's got arthritis pain in the knees, they need to incorporate some of the exercises that I've done today and previously when it comes to strengthening the entire leg muscle.
Brilliant stuff. And we've just run out of time, Ronald. So this last question that is coming on a different topic, maybe we can address it tomorrow. It comes, it says, my husband is not fat. He just has a big stomach. He wants to get it down. What must he do to get it down? We'll take
I
it up
I
to you.
I love that topic. Tomorrow's topic is hashtag no more mkaba.
Brilliant. Okay, inshallah, we'll take it up. There's more coming through now, but we'll address all of that tomorrow. Ronald, jazakallah khair again for your time, and we'll pick it up tomorrow on the Verbal Fitness Sessions.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Ronald Abaji talking on all things knee-related on this Wet Knees Day on Verbal Fitness Sessions on Mind, Body, and Ciao. In a few seconds time, Sister Dr. Zaida Koti will be joining us on the line for discussion on the 32 bars or on the head. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.
When life is hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. You are the only one I'll follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close, I'll never stray back, keeping it deep within my soul. Just wait for me to come home.
Yes, indeed, it's just gone a quarter to two, and Dr. Zaida Koti will be joining us in a few seconds' time. We've got a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, Jeff?
Alhamdulillah, and you, Abba?
Alhamdulillah, and how's the family?
Shukr, alhamdulillah, all well.
That's really nice. It's just I'd like to know from the man you're working with, I have shoulder problem. My shoulders are very, very painful.
Shoulders.
I cannot lift my hands up. What exercise can I do?
Brilliant. Okay, I'll put that through to him, inshallah, and we'll take it up tomorrow or in the coming days, inshallah, and hopefully we can alleviate that pain for you, Appa.
Jazakallah. And we miss you so much on Radio Islam, Ijaz.
Yeah, I am. I'm still here, Ji, but I'm just no more in the morning.
Oh. Anyway, I hope Allah bless you all, reward you all for the great work you people doing on Radio Islam.
Jazakallah khair.
And may Allah reward you here and the year after at the highest places in Jannat al-Firdaus. That's my dua for all of you in Radio Islam.
Jazakallah khair so much for all of your duas, Appa, and keep listening, inshallah.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, indeed. Nice to get those callers, and duas are always, always welcome. And remember, the lines are open, 011-854-1548. We're joined now by Dr. Zaida Kotu. She's from the Tahira Center for Integrated Health and Education. She joins us right now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Dr. Zaida.
Assalam. How are you, Ijaz?
Alhamdulillah. I'm doing well, and you?
Alhamdulillah. Cannot complain.
Brilliant stuff. Now, today we...
That was some amazing dua you just got, mashallah.
Yeah, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Top stuff. Top stuff. Our listeners are brilliant in terms of, you know, keeping us in their duas. We love it. Now, this, Zaida, this topic that we're speaking about today is something new for me, and I'm sure to the listeners themselves. What are the bars?
Okay, they're not places you go to do haram things, right?
Okay, good.
The bars are a series of 32 points on the head, and when you lightly touch them, you release all energies that are stuck in the brain and in your body, allowing for tremendous and easy change. It's actually quite an amazing thing, Ijaz. I recommend it that you come for one. It's like, imagine you truly stepping out and away from your stresses, your anxiety, your chronic pain, your lack of energy, and constant mind chatter. All of us suffer from that. To a certain extent. So yeah, that's what the bars are about.
Now, essentially, what does a bars session do?
Okay, so let me tell you what the 32 points are.
Please?
They call power bands, you have implant bands, money control, creativity bands, form and structure, hopes and dreams, awareness, your bridging bars, your aging toaster, creativity, creating connections, creating life forms. Then you have your joy and sadness, your sexuality and your body, your healing bars, your time and space bars, your reactivation, recreation, your circle of manifestation, your kindness and gratitude, your communication, your peace and calm bars. Then you've got the circle of manifestation, your tunnels of time and space, and your crown of Meister. Now, I know all of that sounds like gibberish to you.
Yeah.
But when you go for your bar session, the bars takes all the considerations that have been there, all the thoughts, anything that's been passed down to you on cellular memory level, all your feelings, emotions, decisions, judgments, and beliefs from the time that you were conceived up to the point of where you're at. And all of these are electrically stored in the brain, like in little files that we have there all the time. When you hold these points, you're actually releasing all of these things that I've just mentioned. And this release occurs when your bars are touched, and it allows all that stored stuff to be released. Now, remember, we've got a Mr. Doubt in our head. You know, so, you know, have you ever said to someone, you look so nice today, and they say, oh, that old thing, we've had it for years, or we bought it on the sale. And we don't say Jazakallah, you know, or if something good happens, we forget to say Alhamdulillah wa Shukrullah, be it good or bad, that's happened. Now, all of these things we store, and we normally store negative things. We not accustomed to storing the good memories and the good things in our life. It's all the negative thoughts and memories. So the whole idea is to get rid of that. It's almost like a circuit breaker. Or a trip switch.
Like a reboot.
Yes. And that's what it does. It literally reboots. It deletes all the negative stuff or things that we hold on to that keep us in pain all the time. And it allows you to then decide what you'd like to feel back into your head and what you choose not to.
It's very interesting because same like with a phone or a computer, once you clear that cache, then all of a sudden the system works nicely.
Exactly, and it almost opens up so you can start doing new and nice things with it again. You know, and you have the memory space and all of it. That, yeah. So it works in exactly the same way as you would if you looked at your brain as a computer.
Right. Now, how long does the effect of the bath session last?
Okay, well, once you have had your baths done, the baths run continuously to release that stuck energy for a long time to come. So each person would be different. The first time I got my baths run, I literally felt blank. I felt like someone had taken a rubber eraser, and erased a whole lot of things, especially all the thoughts that that kept me stuck for a long time. And I found that maybe like 2 weeks later, I started almost having brain fog again, and I thought, I need to get my baths run again. Then there's some patients of mine that come in on a weekly basis to get their baths run. So I would believe that it depends on that individual. And once you experience that sense of peace and ease almost, shukr, so much more is made available to you.
Now, that's a worrying thing I was just going to ask you about. And you say you feel like you're blank. What if you want some memories to stay there?
Those are good ones stay.
Is it?
Shukr, look, all of the memories stay. All you're doing is diffusing the energy that we put behind it.
Oh, okay.
Say someone hurt you terribly.
Yeah, you still remember how it felt.
Yes. Now, all it does is it like discharge. It's almost like you're pulling the wire out of it. So, yes, it's still there. But it's not having a negative effect on your life. You know, for example, say you were mugged. You choose not to go that road. You go 10 blocks around because the memory and the fear and all of it, it gets rid of all those, alhamdulillah. The two things I have found that work very well for trauma, especially emotional trauma, is the TRE, trauma release exercises. That's the tremoring we mentioned a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the bars, getting your bars run. These are two therapies that I believe work really well.
Now, how often should you have your baths done?
Well, they say it's entirely on how you're feeling. They say you can once a week, every day if you choose to. After I did it and I learned how to teach it and I discovered that everybody out there can learn how to do it, I believe every member in a household should have someone that knows how to do baths and get it done as often as you'd like to.
Can children and babies have their baths done?
Absolutely. I find it works really well with babies, especially babies whose moms have had traumatic pregnancies. You know, they've been ill for most of it.
Mm.
We also found that a lot of kids with challenges, be it physical or emotional or mental challenges, do extremely well after they've had their baths run.
And can children learn how to run baths?
Yes, they can. And the amazing thing is we teach children, as long as they come in with a paying adult, for free under the age of 16, and they pay half price after that until they're 18.
Where can a person learn to do the baths?
Okay, well, there are loads of people doing it in and around South Africa and all over internationally at the moment. I teach people. I'm a facilitator as well in getting baths run. So you can learn it by me, or you can go to any of the other practitioners that we have out there and facilitators. There is a list. So if you go to Access Bars, facilitators in the area you live in, like say if you're in Durban or Johannesburg or Cape Town, even Botswana, you can find someone there that will be able to teach you. It's done over a day, Ijaz.
Mm-hmm.
So you say if you come in on a Sunday, it's between 9 and 6. You get it run twice on you and you run it on two people. All the notes are given to you and the explanation of what every point on the head does for you.
Now, where did this bath come from?
Well, there's a guy in the States. His name's Gary. And he started getting these points coming to him, and he started working on it slowly. And then he had a Dr. Dane who worked with him, who was on the verge of literally outing himself because things were just not working for him. And Gary ran his baths. And so the two of them do a whole range of excess consciousness which is what they go by, different mindsets and body processes that are taught to people to use on their bodies, energetic healing.
Now, can the elderly or ill or handicapped, can they go for get their baths done?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody can go and get their baths run. And a couple of the benefits, and these have been reported by people, as well as tests that were done by two different doctors, Dr. Liza Cooney, and there's a Dr. Fannin, who used biofeedback to measure the effect that baths have on people. There's greater mental clarity, motivation, and problem-solving capacities, improved manageability of depression and anxiety tendencies, significantly more joy and happiness in that person's space and time, quicker recovery time from surgery, and reportedly less pain, elimination of behavioral patterns, addiction, psychological disharmony, decrease in interpersonal and intrapersonal conflicts, reduction in trauma and stressor-related disorders, less reactive and more peaceful and deeper relaxation, and less interrupted sleep patterns. So those are the benefits that one can get from going for a bath session.
Is there a possible, negative side effect? Can people, lose their marbles after this?
The worst thing that you feel after a bath session is like you've been for a massage, full body.
That's the worst thing?
That's the worst.
So what's the best thing?
Imagine. Alhamdulillah. I find that it works really well, especially because a lot of my focus is on the patient, my patient's emotional state. Even if they come in for a physical aspect, we normally look for the emotion attached to it. But sometimes you find people don't want to talk about these things, especially those that have been through a lot in their lives. And we hear a lot of this on radio because we do radio a lot.
Hmm.
So you find a lot of people that call in will say to you they are exhausted, they can't go on anymore, they've been through so much. And we normally then recommend, just go and get your baths run, just once. You can't lose anything by going for one session and see how you feel after that.
Right, and do you have to do it more than once?
Preferably so. But again, each person, if they listen to their bodies, will know what works for them and what's good for them. And then you'll want to go. They say after your 10th session, whether you choose to do anything or not, you notice changes in your life without you having to do anything or talk about it or even go for counseling, because you find people get sick of repeating the same story. And what we find when you work with the brain quite a bit, you realize that even if someone visualizes the same thing over and over again, they put their bodies through exactly the same trauma because the brain doesn't realize that it's done with. It's like you're reliving it over and over again.
Mm.
And that's what post-traumatic stress disorder sets in. And the baths is one way of getting rid of it.
Very, very interesting discussion indeed, Dr. Zaida Kotu. We've run out of time, but we'll pick it up again, inshallah, next week for more discussion. We thank you for your time and for, bringing this new concept to most of us, for me firstly. Jazakallah khair, and you have yourself a wonderful day.
And you too, and to all our listeners out there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, indeed, it's the end of Mind, Body and Chow. Another fascinating discussion. The show just flew by. Half an hour is too little, isn't it? But that's all we have time for, and it's time to close up. So from myself and Usama Ustazi, we have to greet you with...
Assalamu alaikum.